Hi, my name is David, and I'd like to give you a brief testimony on what Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, has done for me over the years. I started when I was very young. My parents, both mom and dad, are Christians. I remember when I was 7 years old, kneeling next to my bed with my mom, and she led me in the sinner's prayer. It was the first time over a number of years that I prayed the sinner's prayer. But from that time on, since I was seven, I believed that I was on the road to heaven. I was a child of God, and there was nothing that could possibly happen to me that would cause me not to end up in heaven when I died. Over the years, I grew up, I went to college, and I fell in and out of Christian faith during that time. Especially in college, studying philosophy, I came to believe that man was the creator of his own gods according to his own needs, and that God was really just for people that couldn't face eternity on their own. And my life reflected that. I got into drinking with my friends, sex outside of marriage with my girlfriend, and I still went to church occasionally with my mom and dad. And even at that, there was no question that I was still a child of God, because that's what I was learning in church. I could do anything I wanted and still be on the road to heaven. After college, I joined the military. So for a while, first couple years in the military, I did pretty well as far as Christian walk. I wasn't involved in the blatant sins that I had been in the past. Got married, and then in 1996, deployed to an overseas location by myself. At that time, I fell back into drunkenness. I spent literally 3 weeks functionally drunk, going to work, but never really sober. And I was falling into depression at that time. I had a non-Christian coworker tell me that I looked really bad, I need to get my act together. And I took a look at my life and decided that that was accurate. It was the first time I remember really consciously considering suicide. As I started having those thoughts, that the cliches that I learned in church no longer seemed to be true. All you have to do is pray the sinner's prayer. Just ask Jesus into your heart and you're on the road to heaven. Those kind of cliches. I knew that if I died in the condition that I was in, I would end up in hell. And there was no question about that. It scared me. And cold turkey, I quit drinking. I quit putting myself in situations where there were girls around to lust after. I started back on the road to Jesus, although it was a few steps in the right direction. I honestly was so ashamed and embarrassed that it took me a while, probably 6 or 8 months, to actually come back to Jesus and ask for forgiveness for what I had done. And the physical, emotional scars of that time, because of how far I think I'd fallen, are still here today. However, God in His graciousness, I feel, did forgive me. It involved a lot of on my face begging for forgiveness because I don't deserve it on my own. But I came back from my remote assignment and I rejoined a church, and I did pretty good for a while again. I was the evangelism chair for a while. It was in that time that I found out that this particular denomination was doing some things that they shouldn't do. They were supporting specifically something called therapeutic abortion, which instead of having a surgical abortion, was what they would do is induce labor through their church-sponsored hospital, deliver the baby prematurely, and allow it to die of suffocation. And that's what the church supported, as well as not sanctioning openly homosexual pastors and a couple other things. Well, I couldn't continue there. I ended up leaving the church, causing a large rift in my family. And I tell the story that way because it's the first time that I really started reading the Bible for myself. I had had Dan's book, The Believer's Conditional Security, for a couple of years, and I picked it up again, and I remember calling him, sight unseen, he had no idea who I was, and asking something like, is what you've written here really true? And if there's one thing that I can credit to Dan Corner, it's that he taught me to read the scriptures for myself. And that's what I started doing. I started paying attention to little words like if. I started checking the tense and comparing scripture to see what it said. And what I didn't find was the cliches that I had grown up with in there. I didn't find anything about the sinner's prayer. I didn't find anything about God loves the sinner but hates the sin. And I didn't find anything about grace is unmerited favor or only God can see the heart, so we don't really know who's on the road to heaven and who's not. What I did read scared me to death again. This is 3 or 4 years after returning from overseas. And in that time, I've come to believe that Scripture teaches it's actually very difficult to be a true follower of Jesus and to die in a spiritual condition in which he will welcome us into heaven. And I know that's not a popular teaching, but my life has to reflect what my Bible tells me is Christian behavior. I have the responsibility to say no to sin. Jesus is going to help me. He's going to strengthen me. But if I choose to sin, then I'm going to pay the eternal consequence for that. I'm very, very grateful that Jesus allowed me to live through my time of open sin and drunkenness and lust. I'm 100% convinced today that if he in his righteous judgment would have allowed me to die in that time, I'd be one of the millions in hell right now begging for mercy in eternal fire. But I have the opportunity to pass these words on to you with the hopes that you can learn something from my experience. If I had one thing that I would tell you in your life, there is nothing more important than reading and studying the Bible for yourself. You can do it. It's very clear. You've got the Scripture. Pray for understanding, and then live and follow what it says.